Okay, tonight we're going into Luke chapter 19, 11 through 27, which is the parable of the pounds. Jesus gives this wonderful parable and uses money as an aspect of the example to give us an idea of what good stewards should be like. When you started off verse 11, and it talks about the kingdom of God should be immediate and how the Jews felt that way, in my research, I noticed that the Jews believed that the Messiah should come and deliver them from their enemies immediately. And this was one of the main reasons why they did not believe Jesus was their Messiah, because he came to preach salvation, of eternal salvation, as opposed to saving them from the Roman rulership that was over them, not to mention the fact that they consider him just a lowly carpenter's son. And he didn't give them the idea in their mindset of what an actual Savior or Messiah should look like. Verse 12 talks about how the nobleman goes off to another country to get his kingdom set up. And back in those days, the Herods would actually go to Rome to be appointed ruler over regions and even the Jews. And they would leave their servants in charge of their affairs while they were gone. This would also be compared as to Jesus leaving to prepare a place for us in heaven. And while he is gone, we are supposed to be his disciples of his word, ministering to others until his return. This made me think about John 14:2, in my Father's house are many mansions. And if it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. Mark 13:34-37. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, at midnight, or cock crowing, or the morning, lest coming suddenly find you sleeping. What I say unto you, ye shall watch. The ruler had 10 servants, and he gave them all a pound apiece, and a pound or a mina equated to about 3 months' worth of wages. And so even though, you know, we as God's servants all have different talents, we're supposed to use those talents according to God's glory and be good stewards over what he has given us. Even though, you know, there are some that are going to love him, there's also those that hated him, and he also depicts an example of, no sooner than he was gone, the citizens wanted to rise up and speak against him and did not want him to reign over them. And it also gives you a chance to see how the Pharisees and the Sadducees, even the people, the Jewish people, stirred themselves up against Jesus and were willing to falsely accuse him, allow him to be beating, and even was willing to have Barabbas, who was a criminal, released instead of Jesus so that he can be crucified, because they did not want to have the remnants of even thought of him considering himself king over them, and was even willing to say they have no king, but their king is Caesar, which they shouted in John 19:15. After the ruler had gone and come back, the ruler is now ready to inspect what his servants had done with his finances while he was gone. And even though they received the same amount, they were rewarded according to what they put in. Just as Jesus left us all his disciples in charge of ministering to the lost and spreading the gospel into his return, we were all given the same gift of salvation. But we will all be judged based upon work we choose to put into the kingdom of God's master building. And it made me think of 1 Corinthians 3:8-13. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. We are our laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building, according to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder. I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth upon, for our foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. The fire shall try every man's work of sort it is. The following verses, which are verses 16 through 19, you get to see the servants who are good stewards over what their ruler has given them, that they were rewarding accordingly, just as God will reward his servants for being good stewards over what God has given them. Verses 20 through 23 show what happens to the servant who was fearful, who was scared, and he wanted to hide the pound away because he wanted to make sure it didn't get lost. And he was more concerned about making sure he did not lose that pound, doing nothing to try and gain his master. More, he was perceived as his master as being an austere man, and the servant was judged by his own words. When I looked up what austere actually meant, it had multiple meanings, but the one that stood out and represented how this servant perceived his master was severe in manner or appearance, uncompromising, strict, forbidding, an austere teacher. It made me think about James 2:22 and 24. Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? Ye see how that by faith, by works, a man is justified, and not by faith alone. Just as the servant knew his master, we are supposed to be followers of Jesus because we know that he expects us in his word. And if we are fearful of what people will say, what will happen to me, or what will become unpopular, or even sacrifices that must be made to live according to God's standard, the fear will call us to miss out on the true blessings the Lord is trying to give us, which cannot be measured by worldly standards. It made me think also of Luke 23 through 26, and he said to them all, if any man will come unto me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever shall save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, that same shall save it. For what is a man advantage if he gain the world and lose himself or be cast away? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he shall come in his own glory and his Father's and of the holy angels. The ruler wanted to show his rewards to those who did a good job and will judge those who were his enemies, just as Jesus wants to reward us for being stewards over his kingdom here on earth, and those who are his enemies will be tossed into the lake of fire. It made me think of Matthew 25:23. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over few things. I will make thee ruler over many. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. It also made me think about Romans 20:12, and I saw the dead, small, great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those books which were written in the books according to their works, and the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and the dead in hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works, and the death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Whosoever was not found in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. This parable really isn't just about being good stewards of money, but being a good steward over all aspects of our lives with whatever talent God has given us to bring people to him. We all have our role to play as his disciples, and with our different talents, we make up the body of Christ to make sure his word is ministered. We cannot be scared of the world or want to live in the world as true servants of Christ. James 4:4 says, ye adulterers and adulteresses, ye know not that the friendship of the world is enemy with God. Whosoever therefore would be a friend of the world is an enemy of God. Matthew 6:24, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. At the day of reckoning, we will all be judged accordingly. We want to be the ones of those listed in the book of life with God's word as part of our daily application. We can achieve that goal.